like another way of saying that might be
vomit.
Mm-hmm. Which would be more polite to say?
Vomit.
That would be more polite. Mm-hmm. And if a person had to vomit and they wanted you to know where they were sick, you know, they'd say, well, I'm sick.
In my stomach.
Now, talking about like in the old days, especially when a boy and girl were kind of going out together a lot and everybody thought they were
in love.
Yeah. And then sometimes they'd say, if the boy started, you know, paying serious attention to the girl, they'd say that he was coming to see her a lot, and they'd say he was, did you ever say courting her? You've heard that?
Yes, he's courting that girl down the road, such and such a girl.
Yeah, and so that would be a kind of thing that they meant that they were. And then, now if they were talking about this boy that was courting her, now they would call him her...
Sweet beau.
Her beau, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they'd say that she was his...
Sweetheart.
Very good. And now if this girl promised to marry him, but instead she went off and married somebody else, they'd say that she... What would you say she did to him?
Kicked him.
Kicked
him.
That's what they
used to say.
She kicked him.
Yeah.
That's so good. You're really good.
But do you know I don't have any education?
You have plenty of it. You have all the education you need. You know everything. What do you think?
No, I don't know. That one half I tell you it ain't correct. I mean, I don't use the right kind of English for
it. Yes, you do. You do too. You talk. Fine. I like the way you talk. I really do. I think you seem like you're a very refined lady to me.
Well, I can live the life, that's so. I can live a refined life and a Christian life.
I know. I think you're like that. Now, if this girl didn't kick him, and she instead, she, you know...
You seen somebody else she wanted.
That's what happens when, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if she didn't turn him down, then you'd say that they went ahead and got...
married.
Mm-hmm. And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called the...
best man.
Mm-hmm. And the girl that stands...
bridesmaid.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. Now, do you ever remember that back a long time ago when people would get married, that people would come to their house and make a lot of noise and carry on when they got married?
Yeah.
What do they call that?
I don't know. You got me right there.
Chivalry? Have you heard serenading or something?
I guess it could be serenading. You come in their house where they're waiting and being to the bride's house. Right?
Yeah.
They're storming that house, I guess.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's where I put it.
Mm-hmm. Storming.
Uh-huh.
But they would come and make a lot of noise.
And wish him much joy and have a big time after the wedding.
After the wedding, They'd come to the house. Now, let's see, what would be the next town up the road here? Would it be
West Helena?
West Helena, I guess would be the next town up the road. Now, if a person that, if I ask you where somebody lived, and if somebody had just moved to West Helena, and I ask you where they lived, you'd say, well, they live...
about two blocks one side of such and such a street or something.
Yeah, but if you didn't want to be that...